Good morning, good morning, good morning, my loves. How are you? Happy Saturday. This is Roseanne Austin, and I am so excited to be here with you this morning. We have a wonderful opportunity for you this morning for us to be together and for you to get your most burning questions answered about this journey. And as so many women from all over the world are jumping on this line, I really want to take a moment to honor each and every one of you beautiful women who are on this call this morning, because you being on this call this morning is really about you taking a stand for not just hiding and being in the dark on this journey, but really asking questions and being in community with other women who are on this journey and who no longer want to feel trapped by their fear, negativity, and doubt. And so you, my loves, this is your opportunity this morning to really be seen and heard on this journey in a whole new way. And for those of you who are new to the Circle and Bloom teleseminar series, let me just tell you, hold on to your hats. You are in for a real treat here. This is a real opportunity for everyone to just give themselves the opportunity to hear real questions from other women on this journey, and for you to each know that you are indeed not alone. So as we get started, I want to make sure that everyone can hear me loud and clear. The information that I'm going to be sharing with you this morning, as well as the questions that we're going to get this morning, are really worthy of being heard. So if you can hear me, if you have dialed in, if you would hit *2 on your telephone keypad, I just want to make sure that everyone can hear me loud and clear as we proceed. Okay, great. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you to those of you who have raised your hand to let me know that you can hear me. So what we're going to be doing this morning is I'm going to be presenting some information, as we had stated in the invitation, I'm really going to give you a couple really powerful mindset hacks this morning, and then we are going to go deep into your questions. I mean, if you've ever been on a seminar with me with Circle and Bloom, you know that I am an absolute open book. Having lived this journey myself, spent so many years in absolute misery, powerlessness, fear, and doubt on this journey, I know exactly what this is like. But I also want to let you know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Women who really put themselves in the game on this journey, really commit to their desires, commit to being a mother, commit to following their heart, you are the women that will make it happen, okay? And we're going to talk a little bit about me and my story, like, super quick before we get into everything, so you can see why I can say that with absolute certainty and absolute authority, because you may be surprised how even after years of misery, you can absolutely make your dream of being a mom come true. So let us begin with setting an intention. If you've ever been on a call with me with Circle and Bloom, you know that I'm huge on setting an intention. And that's really important. I want to model this for you, because as you become more and more aware of the woman that you are being and the woman that you desire to be on this journey to becoming a mother, it all begins with you setting your intention. So let's set an intention from the get-go here, really early. What is your intention during the time that we have together? Will you raise your hand and ask a question? Will you set the intention that you're going to open your heart and listen with an open mind to other women from all over the world who are tuning into this right now? Are you going to ask yourself better questions and say, okay, how can this apply to my journey? You know, set the intention that you're going to have an open mind and an open heart, and most importantly, that at some point today, based on what you hear in this call, that you're going to take a moment and really ask, how can this apply in my life, and what action can I take to make this real in my life? because that's really where things break down. You know, you can sit and listen to a teleseminar, you can listen to a webinar, you can download something off the internet or go to a blog. But if you really want to not waste another minute in negativity, fear, or doubt on this journey, you have got to commit to taking action in order to put yourself on the path to finally breaking free from that, because it's absolutely possible. It is absolutely possible. I want each and every one of you to know that you can, in fact, spend the rest of your journey living it confidently. You absolutely can. And that doesn't require you to be Wonder Woman. It just requires you to be your absolute best self and really not fall for the seduction that fear, negativity, and doubt are constantly throwing in our direction. And we're going to talk about two things that really are going to help you with that before we go into the Q&A section. But first, for those of you that are new to coming to these teleseminars, for those of you that are, you know, asking, well, who the hell is Roseanne Austin and why is she talking to me right now? Let me introduce myself. Again, my name is Roseanne Austin. I am a mindset coach for women on the fertility journey. And for those of you who are asking, well, what does that mean? Plain and simple, I help women get pregnant. Whether you are trying to do so naturally or with the support of fertility treatment, your doctor and fertility practitioner is there to take care of your body. My work is about your mind. And if you want to be successful on this journey, you will address both. The interplay between the mind and body is undeniable. And I learned this truth the hard way because I spent years on my own fertility journey while I was a trial attorney here in California. I was a state prosecutor. And during that time in my career, I spent years in overwhelm chasing after every treatment, diet, healer, supplement, lotion, and potion, wondering why nothing was working. I spent $100,000 in the process and didn't get the results that I desired. I was going to a top 10 teaching hospital. Like, I was doing everything I knew to do. And I was beating myself up endlessly. I felt jealous. I was isolated. I mean, I could hardly recognize the woman that I had become. And I was even torturing myself at the lowest point that my husband was going to leave me because I was failing him. I mean, like, I've seen this journey from rock bottom. And I was, you know, as I said, you know, I was doing everything. Like, I was eating clean, I was doing all these things. But where I was failing was at the one thing that is ultimately at the foundation of real health, well-being, and ultimately your fertility, and that's mindset. And I knew that the stress of this journey was negatively impacting my ability to get pregnant because I was eating clean, I was meditating, I was exercising, I was doing acupuncture, I was following my doctor's orders strictly, I was doing everything and still not getting pregnant. So, my loves, if any one of you, if this is where you're at today, you're not alone. I know how devastating that can feel. So you are not alone. And every single woman on this call knows, has her own story of how that has impacted her life. So you are absolutely not alone. But let me tell you, you know, at that point where I was at my lowest on this journey, I did what any smart woman with a goal does. I started looking into my, you know, looking around me, you know, what was the missing link? I took an inventory of everything that I was doing. You know, what wasn't clean? You know, what wasn't healthy? What was out of alignment? Out of all of these things I was doing, I mean, I was sparing no expense. And so I was thinking, okay, well, what's the missing link? Well, when I really took an honest look at what was happening for me and the way that I was living my journey, it was very clear that it was the way that I was thinking. You know, seriously, does it make any sense to be getting state-of-the-art treatment, having the perfect diet, taking every supplement you could get your hands on, all while being trapped in crippling stress, negativity, and fear that literally floods your body with toxicity? It makes no sense. And so when I came to understand that your mindset influences everything you do and every decision you make, it really turned things around for me. Because, look, if you have any doubt about this, all you have to do is look at your results. They speak for themselves. And you know, if you're sitting there saying, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm doing all these things, I'm doing everything that I can perfectly, you've got to look at your mindset, love. Because when I did that, and when I changed my mindset and broke free from the grip of constant fear, negativity, doubt, living small, letting statistics and other people's opinions dictate whether or not I had faith that I was going to be a mom, I was pregnant literally within weeks, okay? It was the first time after years of treatment that I finally got pregnant. So what was different? Me, okay? And when I learned the impact, you know, when I really got a grip on what this impact was in my life, I made the commitment that, like, look, I'm going to leave my work as a state prosecutor, and I made the commitment to coach and mentor women around the world how to create the same results for themselves. And that's what I want for you. So that's why we're going to be diving deep in this. I want to take your questions. You know, let's really work out some of those bugaboos that are on this journey for you, the things that keep you trapped, the things that keep you feeling less than. You know, because I know what it's like. I absolutely know what it's like to be in the grocery store seeing a beautiful pregnant woman and asking myself, why, you know, why me? Like, why is this happening to me? I'm a good human. Why am I being punished? So again, you are not alone, and I've been there, and I see this all the time. I see women who transform their mindset, and endometriosis, pregnant, PCOS, pregnant, unexplained infertility, pregnant, and delightfully over 40, pregnant. Okay, that's why I'm so certain that this can work for you, and that when you really take the time, as you have done this morning, to really put yourself in a position, you know, what can I learn about mindset? What are some of the things that I can do actively in my life to help that stop being the missing link? You deserve a lot of credit for that, my love. So let's dive in. And actually, before we dive in, I want to say one more thing. I am 43 years old today. And as I sit in my home in California, wine country, where we just survived some major fires, my son, my four-month-old son, is upstairs. So what's the point of that? I am 43, okay? Despite years and years of quote-unquote failure, being told it would never happen for me, my son was conceived naturally at a time when most people would have given up. Okay, and that is the power of mindset. So just remember, this can happen for you too. Be the woman that approaches her journey differently, and you will absolutely elevate yourself and give yourself an opportunity to live it differently so you can make the most amazing things happen in your life. If I can do it at 43, you can absolutely do it. I don't care where you are in your journey. So just take a stand for that, my love. And I also want to send a loving shout out to the Circle in Bloom team. Joanne and the entire Circle in Bloom family is amazing. So as we get started here, I want each and every one of you to just take a moment of gratitude for what Circle in Bloom is doing in the fertility community. We're talking about mindset. And the most incredible thing is that Circle in Bloom is literally teaching women how to really have power with their bodies, to connect their mind and body in such a powerful way. And what they're doing in the fertility community is just extraordinary. So just say a quiet thank you and send some gratitude to Joanne and the entire Circle in Bloom family for making this possible this morning. So let's talk about two really important mindset hacks that I want you, and if you don't already have a pencil or some paper and a pen, get one out. Get a piece of paper, get a pen out, because I want you to write this down. The information is not going to mean anything, my loves, unless you take action and ask yourself, how can I use this in my life, okay? I want you to feel differently. I want you to go out and have that beautiful baby that you so desire. So,
Okay, so the first thing I want to share with you is, you know, so many things can come at us from so many different directions on this journey, and we can find ourselves becoming absolutely devastated by them. You know, a negative pregnancy test, perhaps you have a treatment that is scheduled and has to be rescheduled, and so everything gets thrown off. Or, you know, what happens if your, you know, best friend gets pregnant, or, you know, your arch nemesis at work gets pregnant. And, you know, it can, all of these different things, all of these different circumstances that show up on our journey, if we don't ask this one powerful question, we can find ourselves absolutely curled up in a ball in a corner. I can't tell you how many times in my own office when I was a prosecutor, you know, somebody would announce that they were pregnant and I just wanted to crawl under my desk and like curl up in a ball and just wait for my husband to come get me. Like I was just devastated by that. And so here's the question you want to ask. What am I making this mean? Let me repeat that. What am I making this mean? Now, this is an incredibly powerful question because we as individuals, we are the only ones that can give meaning to whatever it is that happens in our lives. So using the example that I just gave you of wanting to crawl under my desk, you know, somebody announced that they were pregnant and, you know, I just wanted to crawl under my desk. What I was making somebody else's pregnancy mean is that I was a failure. Can you see how that would absolutely be devastating? I was making somebody else's joy mean I had failed. I was also making it mean that I was less than. So every time I would see a pregnant woman, I would immediately tell myself, I am less than her. I must be broken. She must be better than me. Her life must be better than mine. I mean, can you see the direction that unchecked, if we don't ask better questions and if we don't check those thoughts, they will absolutely take you down a terrible road that will absolutely crush your confidence, that will absolutely crush your faith, that whatever it is inside of you that desires to be a mother is somehow worthless, you know, or it'll crush your faith that what is in you is somehow wrong, you know. Each and every one of you, you took the time out on a Saturday to be with me and to be on this call because being a mother it's in your heart. It's in your heart, and I'm going to tell you it's in your heart because it was meant for you, okay? And fear, doubt, negativity, all put that in question. It makes you question what is in your heart. It makes you question everything that you're doing in a negative way. So when you ask yourself, wait a second, what am I making this mean? You take the power back. You take the power back from your fear, your negativity, and doubt. You break the pattern because that's all that this is. This is a pattern of negative thinking. And when you throw it a curveball and say, wait a second, what am I making this mean? You, my loves, take the power back. You give yourself an opportunity to exercise the one faculty that I absolutely believe is the most powerful thing we can do as human beings, and that is choice, okay? In that moment, you can choose. Because in the example that I gave you of me wanting to curl up in a ball under my desk, as a grown woman in a suit, highly educated, facing rapists and child molesters daily in the courtroom without even blinking an eye, I let somebody else's pregnancy put me under my desk. Okay, you see how powerful negativity, doubt, and fear are. Well, when I started asking myself, well, what am I making this mean? And I discovered what I was doing, I was empowered to change it. I was empowered to ask a different question. You know, what am I making this mean? Well, okay, well, I don't really want to make it mean that somehow I'm less than that woman, because I'm not, you know, and it also made me feel terrible to look at that woman and think, you know, and be jealous of her. Like, that's horrible. I was sending negative energy to all kinds of unsuspecting women. And so it was like, it was horrible. It was bad for me on so many different levels. It was eating away at me, and it was in absolute opposition to the person I was, to feel that jealousy and that freak out and all of that horribleness. So when I gave myself the opportunity to ask a better question, what am I making this mean? I could start making better choices and say, okay, her pregnancy doesn't mean I'm a failure. It just means that she's pregnant and I'm not. That's all. That's all. I get to choose what that means. And so that's the next level of asking that question, what am I making this mean, is you get to choose the meaning. You get to actively choose, because most of us move through our day in autopilot. We just keep doing what we've always done, expecting a different result, which is the definition of insanity. So I when I started asking that question, I'm like, oh, okay, this negative pregnancy test, what am I making it mean? So I used to make it mean, oh, it's never going to happen for me. I'm a failure. My husband's going to leave me. I'm going to die alone, eaten by wild dogs, you know, or, you know, whatever it is that you may be, you know, you can insert your own story there. But I started choosing something different. Okay. I asked the question and I made the choice. What do I actually want to make it mean? So I started making it mean, oh, okay. Well, this month it didn't work out, but I'm moving 1 month closer to my baby. See how different that is? Okay. Yeah, it didn't happen this month, but I'm one step closer, because I believe that every step that I take in the direction of my baby actually brings me closer to my baby. Because let me clue you in on something else. What you are seeking, my loves, is seeking you. Okay? And I can say that with authority, because after years and years and years of heading toward my baby, he did show up. I just had no idea when, and I didn't know how, but he showed up. So let me assure you, what you are seeking is seeking you, and you're going to get there a heck of a lot faster when you start asking better questions. What am I making this mean? And then you choose. What do you choose to make it mean? Because you're that powerful. Because if you're on the floor like I was, you know, feeling like you want to be under your desk and you're just crushed by your negativity, it's because you're choosing it. Okay? Hard truth, but I'm going to love you enough in this moment because I want you to be successful. All right, so don't get caught in that trap of choosing negative. You have the power to choose something else, okay? And you're smart, you're amazing, you can make the right choice for yourself, okay? So that's the first hack. What am I making this mean? Now, the second hack that I want to invite you to consider is you've heard me talk about asking better questions. Well, there's one question that really drives me insane that I used to ask myself all the time. And, you know, I work with women all over the world, and this question is ubiquitous. Like, everybody asks this question. That is, why me? Why is this happening to me? Okay? And I totally get it. So I'm not saying that with judgment, that it drives me crazy. It's driving me crazy because it absolutely makes you small. It makes you small. Why me? You get into this victim mentality, and it's so understandable. I totally get it. I was in that same place. But what I'm going to invite you to do is turn that around and ask yourself, why not you? Why not you? These other people are having babies. They're making their dreams come true. Why not you? Why not you? You are amazing. You have so much love in your heart. Why not you? You have so much to offer a child. Why not you? See how different that is? Because when you're in this, why me, poor me, it absolutely is blasphemy. Each and every one of you has so much potential in your heart, so much love, so much goodness. And when you ask questions like, why me, it forces you to ignore all that. It puts you in a position of a victimhood, and you are better than that. You have so much more. to offer the people in your life, the children that you will have, and all of the people that you love. You are worthy of more than why me? And I really want to invite you to start asking, why not me? I am a good human. Why not me? You may not know when, and you may not know how your baby is going to come into your life, but you are on this journey for a reason. It's because it's in your heart, so why not you? Turning things on their ears, my love. You know, give yourself the opportunity to ask something different. Why not me? Think of all the amazing things that you do in your life. Think of all of the things, the ways that you show up for the people in your life. Just take a moment. Think about that. Think about that right now. Why not you? And really connect with that. Like, why not you? Give yourself the chance to, like, really shine some light on how awesome you are. Okay? So those are the two mindset hacks. What am I making this mean? And asking yourself, why not me? I'm awesome. Why not me? My baby's coming. You know, so this is what I want you to do with this. Take these questions. Go through your day today. And if you're tempted to say, oh, man, why me? Why is this happening to me? Remember my voice in your ear saying, why not you, woman? Why not you? You know, and really dig into that question. Ask yourself why you believe somehow that you can't have what you want, right? Because why me is like, oh, I'm never going to have what I want. You know, this is terrible. And yeah, this journey is painful. We're not playing games here. Let's not pretend that this is necessarily a picnic. However, if you let it be, it can be so much different than it is today. It absolutely can be, okay? And don't forget the other one, what am I making this mean? And you can use that right away, right away. Like if somebody, you know, says something crazy to you or, you know, you hear something or maybe you're going to be scrolling your, you know, Facebook feed and you see somebody with a pregnancy announcement, ask yourself, check yourself and say, what am I making this mean? Okay? Anything like, you know, what if you're in a situation where your treatment was rescheduled and it's thrown you off and you're just feeling like, oh, my gosh, I never catch any breaks. Ask yourself, what am I making this rescheduling mean? What am I really making it mean? You know, and you're going to answer that question and then you're going to choose what you actually wanted to make it mean. You know, maybe, okay. Maybe they're just making time for me to be with my actual doctor than someone else on the treatment team. You know, you get to fill in that blank any way you wish. So, my love, let's open up the phone lines and start taking your questions. I want to give you the opportunity. You know, if there's anything that I've shared this morning you want to ask me about or you want to say, you know, hey, how can I actually apply this in my life? Let's do it. Let's put the, you know, this is where the rubber meets the road, right? So if you have a question, you can hit *2 on your telephone keypad. Also, if you happen to be listening online, you can submit a question in the Q&A section. And it is completely open, and I will start taking your questions. So hit *2 on your telephone keypad if you want to ask me a question live. I do not bite. If you can't tell, I'm an absolute open book. This is your opportunity to talk to somebody who has actually lived this journey and actually knows how to beat negativity, fear, and doubt and helps women have babies all the time. So let's just open it up. *2 on your telephone keypad, and I'll take your question live. And I am going to start with the Q&A section that's coming in. Really quickly, so for those of you that want to get on the line, hit *2 on your telephone keypad, and I'll get right over to you. The first question I have is from Portland, from Riley, and Riley's question is, what are your favorite meditation apps out there to help specifically with this? Okay, so I'm going to assume, because I don't know what this is, I'm going to make the assumption that since we're talking about mindset, that is what Riley is asking about.
I'm not really sure what happened there, ladies. We got put on hold, but I was answering Riley's question, and that was about meditation apps. There's not any one in particular that I would use. I have no opinion on that, but when it comes to meditation, I absolutely positively always, when I was going through treatment and even when I was trying naturally, would always be using my Circle in Bloom meditations. I thought they were amazing and really gave me an opportunity to connect deeply with my body and really helped me get to know myself, like from my body perspective, because I felt really disconnected from my body, you know, and I also at times felt like I was at war with my body, you know, like, oh, uterus, why are you failing me? Or, oh, ovaries, like, will you get it together? You know, those were the kinds of things that I was thinking. And when you're actively using things like the Circle in Bloom meditations, you can give yourself that power back. You can really connect with your body in a whole new way. So I hope that answers your question, Riley. I don't really use, you know, a mindset app, but I do use meditations. And again, I love the Circle in Bloom ones. But that should be like, I mean, that should be pretty obvious. But okay, so let me see. We've got another question coming in from Sarita. Sarita in Austin. Hey, Sarita. So Sarita's question is, having been through a surgery at 38 for fibroids and then trying for a baby for 6 months and getting a big fat negative, it is really difficult to stay positive. How can one try to stay positive and not give in to the negative thoughts? Killer question, Sarita. And it actually ties in quite beautifully to what we talked about this morning, is this notion of like, look, what are you making it mean? You're 38, spring chicken, baby. You're a spring chicken. If you don't feel like a spring chicken, let me just tell you, a 43 woman at 38, you are a spring chicken. Give yourself an opportunity to really like quit making your age mean that it's never going to happen for you. And I say that with love. Okay. Don't like, one of the things that you've probably heard me say before, if you've ever been on one of these teleseminars, is don't let statistics or other people's opinions be verdicts for you. Okay. That's the lawyer in me coming out. Don't let other people's opinions and statistics be a verdict. Absolutely not. They are just information. You know, I'm not standing for the proposition that somehow you're going to completely ignore what your doctor says. Not at all. That would be ridiculous. That's not what a smart woman does. You are a smart woman. So you get to decide, what do you choose to believe about the statistics and what other people's opinions are? You know, I have seen this. I see this in my coaching practice day in and day out. Women who have been given dire statistics or being told it's never going to happen for them. And it happens. So, you know, and I see it all the time, so many different ages, so many different circumstances. So, you know, you got to ask yourself, you know, are you going to follow what's in your heart that you desire to be a mother? Are you going to follow that? Or are you going to follow your fear and negativity? The choice is entirely yours. So, Sarita, two things for you. Ask yourself, what am I making my age mean? Okay. And second, what are you making the fact that you've been trying for 6 months and no baby yet? What are you making that mean? Okay? Watch yourself on that. What are you making it mean? If you're making it mean that it's never going to happen for you, well, then you're going to continuously fall into the trap of negativity. So choose something different. I taught you something incredibly powerful this morning. What am I making this mean? And then you get to decide what you're making it mean. You know, and I want to shed some light on something here. You did a beautiful thing. You went and you had surgery for your fibroids. You're putting yourself in the game. You are doing what you know to do. You're addressing the medical issue. It's a beautiful thing. Give yourself credit for that. Okay? The fact that it hasn't happened in the first 6 months, I mean, why are you making it mean anything negative? It could be your baby's right around the corner, love. You just don't know. So watch yourself. What am I making this mean? Okay. This is a perfect opportunity for you, Sarita, to apply what you learned this morning. Okay. So So I'm going to, those are the only two questions I see on the Q&A, ladies. This is your opportunity. Get what you came for. Ask a question. Okay, so I see another question from Carolina in Oregon. Did your husband do anything too? We tend to often blame ourselves as women. I personally think it should be teamwork. Boom, absolutely, Carolina. My husband absolutely was super supportive. I think what it was he saw me. He really looked to me, all right, to gauge what he needed to do. And because when you're partnered, you know, obviously if you're the one that is going to be carrying the child and, you know, you're the one presumably, okay, again, we don't always know, the one that's receiving the treatment, it can feel very lonely, but it's also our responsibility as women to tell our partners what we need. And it's, you know, I started to notice that, you know, when I would get irritated with my husband, it was because I wanted something and I expected him to read my mind. Okay, that's not fair. And, I'd get pissed. I mean, so, like, I'm not here levitating in my office, like, acting like I had it all together back then because I didn't. But it was, you know, I was expecting my husband to read my mind. And so when I asked myself, okay, what am I making this mean that this man is not giving me what I want at any given time, I had to ask, I'm like, when I asked myself, what am I making this mean? I was starting to make it mean that he didn't love me and all this other stuff and that we weren't a team. But the reality was, is when I did that inquiry, I also realized that I was expecting him to read my mind. Okay. So, it is teamwork. You're absolutely right, Carolina. And, you know, but you also have to take responsibility for how you feel. If you feel like your partner is not there for you, give them, love them enough and give them the chance to be there for you. Tell them what you want. And you want to ask yourself, you know, if I have this dynamic in my relationship where I don't typically ask for what I want, this is your opportunity to up your game and give yourself, hey, I'm going to ask for what I want. I'm going to come from a loving place. I'm going to be vulnerable. I'm going to, you know, I want this to work out for us, and I don't want to be at odds with my partner. So I'm going to give my partner the opportunity to be there for me by telling them what I need. So I hope that answers your question, Carolina, because he did, like, he was absolutely, and see, I didn't understand this at the time. You know, it wasn't until I really looked at what I was doing to see that, you know, he was actually there for me the whole time, but he was kind of watching on the sidelines trying to determine what he could do. But, you know, that's expecting a lot of people to read our minds and to, like, be clairvoyant about what we need at any given time. Things absolutely change in the way that I perceived what he was doing. And he also, you know, was able to meet my needs when I told him what I needed. So simple fix, not always easy. So thank you for asking that question, Carolina. So I'm going to go back to the phone lines. Star 2 on your telephone keypad, ladies. If you want to ask me a question, go ahead and do it. This is your opportunity. Also, for those of you who say, oh, my goodness, you know, I would totally want to work on my mindset. This is something that matters to me. I'm a woman who completely wants to change the way I approach my journey. One of the things that I always offer to the Circle and Bloom community, because I was one of you, and I have so much gratitude to Circle and Bloom, is if you know that you want to work on mindset and you know that you want to be coached through this process, we do offer a session that you can have with me to talk about how that might work for you and how you might be able to get coaching about your mindset and really transform this so you can bring all of the pieces together for yourself on this journey. And if you want to claim that, all you have to do is go to www.frommaybetobaby.com/breakthrough. Breakthrough is all one word. And if you're listening online, there's a little gray box in the upper left-hand corner that you can click to request some time with me. We can chat about where you are in your journey, you know, what the status of your mindset is, and maybe how you can up your game by really breaking through in that way and really transforming it. So again, www.frommaybetobaby.com/breakthrough if you wanted to claim
a complimentary breakthrough session with me to talk about working on your mindset. But I'm going to go back to the phone line. Ladies, I am only going to hang out here long enough to take any more questions that you might have live. Otherwise, we are going to wrap this up. Star 2 on your telephone keypad. I'll check the Q&A again here to see if there are any other questions. Okay, Mariana in Mexico, in addition to meditation, how did you manage to reduce stress? Mariana, simple. I transformed my mindset. I changed what I was thinking on my journey because your thoughts become things. When you think negative, you feel negative, okay? And so much of the stress that I was under was, okay, I got to make my treatment work. I'm spending so much money on this treatment. You know, I've got to be perfect. I've got to eat, you know, like only kale and like no dairy. Like I was just putting so much pressure on myself, but nobody was putting that pressure on me. I was doing it. Okay. And so when you understand how powerful mindset is and what you think and how what you think influences your actions and your choices, you can see how important it is to really like, look, if you want to reduce your stress, it's not just, you know, exercise. Exercise is a beautiful thing. And that was something I did to help reduce my stress. It's not just meditation. Meditation is insanely powerful. It's not, you know, there's no question about that. But it's not just that. It really comes down to what you think and what you believe. Because there was a quote that from Oprah's speech at the Essence Awards last year that I'll never forget. And she says, you don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe. And if anyone has authority to talk about how you can make your dreams come true, it's Oprah Winfrey, right? So remember that. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe. And the reason why that's true is because what you believe influences your actions. It influences your choices. It influences the way that you approach your journey. So I hope that really is helpful. So, you know, there's all the things, the common sense things that we know to do to reduce stress. You know, there's the exercise. There is, you know, engaging in beautiful meditation. You know, sometimes, you know, being creative. Like I remember one of the things I would do is sometimes I would just bake, you know, because as an attorney, I never really had like a tangible thing that I created. You know, yeah, I would write briefs and I would, you know, submit moving papers and all this other stuff, but I never had anything like really tangible of the work that I was doing. And so I did find it, you know, helpful to do things like baking, or I even took up knitting. I mean, nothing I knitted ever looked any good, but it was good stress relief. But the most important thing I did was change what I believed about myself. I changed what I believed was possible for me on this journey. And I really changed the way I thought. And it is exactly why I know today at 43, I beat the odds. Okay. And let me just underscore that for you is that you can. You absolutely can beat the odds. It's not like some extreme thing that is completely out of reach. Any woman who desires to beat the odds on this journey can absolutely do it. Okay. So I see a raised hand in Santa Monica, California. If your number ends in 55, I'm going to unmute your line and just let me know what is your name and what's your question. Hello? Hello, are you there, love? Calling from Santa Monica. I just unmuted your line. Okay.
I'm here. If it's me.
Okay. Yes, it is you, love.
I guess so. I'm not in Santa Monica.
Yeah, so what's your name?
I'll take it.
Oh, okay. So what's your name and what's your question?
Yeah, so I have a question. I'm kind of dealing with baby prep fatigue. I have a calendar with all these little happy stickers and goals, and I'm just getting kind of tired of it and being like, is all of this a waste of time? And like part of conception is so much, it feels like magic. So I'm wondering what kind of tools mentally you have to keep up, you know, keep up doing the baby prep with a good attitude.
Great question. I like that. Baby prep fatigue. You know, I think what this has to do with is the timeline. Like, it's not happening. Like, how much longer do I have to do this? Is that, would you say that's fair?
Yes, I would say that's fair. Yes, I've been in different kind of sessions of baby prep, and it's, you know, this one's the most extreme. This is the most I've ever done for it. So there is an end date because I'm having a transplant happening in January. So there is an end date.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about being able to devote attention to preparing for your transfer. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, do you enjoy like putting the little smiley stickers on your calendar and all this, you know, and keeping up the energy? Like, do you enjoy that or does it feel like work?
It's starting to feel like work and it's starting to feel like a drag. And, like,
okay.
I'm wasting my time.
Okay. And I can hear that. I can hear that. And it's not just a waste of time. I think what you're really feeling is you're afraid it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, love. So here's the thing. One of the things that you can do when you're in that situation, because I definitely know that situation well, is, look, there's no way for any of us to know when our baby's going to come or exactly how our baby's going to come, but you want to deeply engage with that knowing in you that you are meant to be a mama.
Yeah.
You're meant to be a mom.
Yeah.
So it's, yes, and if you believe that, lead with that, okay? And if you're sick and tired of, like, doing the calendar, that's okay. You can put it down.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. Don't, you know, do something different that really makes you feel hopeful. Well, actually, you know, I'll take that back. I don't like the word hope. Hope suggests that it might not happen. I like to be more definitive than that. I think you can lovingly expect for good things to happen. And I think that the more and more you focus on that and really release some of the timeline. How long have you been on this journey, love?
I'd say, I mean, overall, probably 6 years.
6 years, okay. And how old are you?
I'm 41.
41, spring chicken. Spring chicken,
yes.
Love.
Exactly.
Okay, that's the other thing is, like, you know, that's the thing about that. That's why I asked you about the timeline to begin with, because there's a couple things that I'm noticing that might be pressure. Like, you're saying to yourself, I've been on this journey for 6 years. Where's my baby? Right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. On and off.
And
then, I have one embryo. That's it.
Okay.
So that's also, you know, some pressure.
Okay. Well, take the pressure off that little embryo because you are you going to not make any other attempts after this transfer in January?
Not sure. Also looking at adoption.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Yeah. I've been down that road too. So here's the thing. It's not the end of the road for you. It's just not. Whatever happens in January is not the end of the road for you. That's why I gave each and every one of you that powerful question from the get-go. What am I making this mean? Because if you're making January's transfer mean that that's your only shot at having a baby, wow, of course you would be worn out by now, right? It makes perfect sense. You would be wearing yourself out. You would have to be superwoman to keep your energy high for that long when the truth is you're beating yourself down with the timeline. You're making it mean that January is like D-Day. It's either it happens then or it's never going to happen. And you haven't even made the decision about what else you're going to do to make your dream come true. You see that? It's not the end of the road for you. Do you see how powerful that question is? What am I making this mean?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So really give yourself an opportunity, my love. Like, you know, one of the things that you can do is, like, when you we get off this this call, you know, like, okay, what am I really making this mean?
Yeah.
Because you're only 41. And if I'm the only one that is saying only to you, you're only 41, good.
Yeah, you are. You are the only one. Everyone else.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You're kind of done with freezing your eggs, and you're pretty old. Everyone else does this.
Are you kidding me? Like, I have a woman in my own community of women that is, you know, like, active, and, like, I talk to her. She's 46.
Yeah.
Conceived naturally. I've got another woman that I have contact with, 46 as well. You know, she
wow.
opted for the donor option, but that's her jam. Like, that's what she chose for her, but she's not taking no for an answer. You know, I talked to a woman not that long ago at 52. Okay,
wow.
So, like, don't let other people's judgments or other people's statistics or what other people think dictate to you whether or not you're going to be a mama. And if you think I'm yelling, I am. Not because I don't love you, but because I'm 43 and I conceived my son naturally after $100,000 trying to make this happen for myself. Okay. So that's why I'm so fierce about this. And I don't, like, you get to take this information and do whatever you wish, my love. But take the stand that why not you? Okay. That's why I wasn't playing games when I gave you guys those questions, you know. What am I making this mean, and why not me? Because those are pivotal. They are pivotal. What you believe is possible for you is what you bring into your life. Because if you tell yourself, okay, well, this is my only shot, well, then it will be.
Right.
It will be, because your choices follow your belief, and you will stop at this. You know, and if you're not done yet trying to have your own biological child, then don't be done. Okay, don't let other people dictate to you. You know, statistics and opinions from qualified professionals are amazing. They are amazing. So this is not bashing anybody, but what it is being realistic, okay? Because my version of realistic is very different, because I think that if you're going to look at the truth, and if you're going to be realistic, you'll look at the complete picture. Because the complete picture is that statistics and opinions are not verdicts. They are just opinions, all right? Because you see, you hear the stories, you hear people defying the odds all the freaking time, all right? So why not you, love? So go answer that question. Start thinking about, you know, what are other things that I can do that, like, you know, take the pressure off the timeline. You know, list what are the things that you're willing to do to make this happen for you, and you'll see there's a hell of a lot more of a road ahead beyond January if you choose. My hope and my expectation is that you will get pregnant in January. But here's the thing. We are not in control of that. We are not in control of that, and that's not a bad thing, okay, because you get to control where you go next. You got it?
Yes, got it. Thank you.
All right, my love. So have a fantastic rest of your day. Thank you for asking that question. And we are getting super close, and I'm going to mute your line for your privacy. We are getting super close to our time, and I want to thank every single one of you for being on this call. You know, take this, take what I've given you here, and really just think about your mindset. Okay, I actually see a couple questions here, and I'll get to them super fast because I do have a hard stop in just a few minutes. Hannah's question from London. I've had two unsuccessful IVFs, and I've decided it's not for me. I am 43. Apart from a positive mindset, what did you do to help yourself conceive naturally? Okay, so to help myself conceive naturally apart from mindset, because mindset was huge. Huge, huge, huge. I believed that it could happen to me. I was eating well. I was enjoying my life. To tell you the truth, shortly after my husband and I had just done a long trip in Europe, we had at the time of our lives, we were in Italy and Paris, and we went to Sicily, and we were just enjoying our lives. Like, my life was not being consumed with trying to conceive. I was just having the friggin' time of my life. And it doesn't surprise me that I conceived my son when I did, because I absolutely believed it, and I was behaving like a woman who wasn't confined by a timeline. Okay, in your 40s, if you really want to be successful, you'll stop confining yourself to a timeline, and that's how I conceived my son. So get over the timeline, give yourself the opportunity to say, okay, why not me? And remember, you know, age is just a number. I know that sounds like a cliche, but if you actually believe that, you'll start to see things happening quite differently. So I hope that answers your question, Hannah. Tammy in Portland, how does one decide when to give up on having your own baby with your own eggs versus a donor egg, 45 and a few months from 46? Wow. Tammy, that's actually a really, that's a big question. One of the things that you're going to have to do is you're going to really have to look within you. Like, you know, what's really important to you? What are your values? What are the things that you really want to call upon in making that decision? You know, and look, if you're a woman that says, hey, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to make my dream of being a mom come true regardless. You know, you've got to be smart and say to yourself, okay, well, what are the options that I have for making that happen? And if using donor eggs is in the constellation of things that you're willing to consider, great. But that's a much bigger question. And if you want to chat about that, we can certainly do that in the session that I offered earlier, www.frommaybetobaby.com/breakthrough. Okay, my loves, I have to wrap this up, but I really want to thank every single one of you for being on this call. And, you know, give yourself the opportunity to think differently today and think differently about your journey. So my name is Roseanne Austin, and let's thank the Circle and Bloom family for making this call possible. Go out there, ladies. Go rock your mindset. Go make your dreams of being a mama come true. Be there in your heart because it was meant for you. All right, my loves, take care.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference.